Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Say, you come.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy.
King in you.
tell you.
There is a king.
Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time. Self-esteem, but I came to tell you that there is a king. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you got. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you.
And if
there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king.
Hey,
let the kings rejoice. Let the kings rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise them because
there is a king in you.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
There is a king in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you.
Let the ruler
rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king in it.
There is a king.
Hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here, embrace your king. Embrace your king.
There is a king.
There is a king.
There is a king.
I know that life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to them. Come. come.
Aristocratic.
Listen, the goal of the enemy
is to keep you from knowing who you are.
But I came to tell you that there is power
when you speak.
So be mindful
of the words you release.
See,
I know
that life
has challenged you,
but the King in me
came to speak
to the King in you.
You were born
to rule,
and I came to tell you.
Let the kings worship him today.
Let the kings worship him.
Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time.
You come from royalty.
It's an aristocratic dynasty.
The number one goal of the enemy
is to keep you from knowing
who you are.
But I came to tell you that there's power
when you speak.
So be mindful of the words
you release.
See, I know
that life has thrown you some curves,
but the King in me,
the ruler in me, came to speak to the ruler in you.
You were born to rule,
and you need to know that
there is a King in you.
What has happened?
The head has become the tail,
the lender has become the borrower.
What has happened to you?
We speak to you today.
Is there no King in you?
You cry out
like a woman in travail.
Is there no King living in you?
Then why do you speak
with such low
self-esteem?
Been through so much,
but
I found my inner King,
and I came to help you find your inner King.
You were born to rule,
and you need to know that there is a King.
I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about.
I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem.
But I came to tell you that there is
a King in you.
I know that some of you are struggling with addictions.
I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues.
I know that some of you don't feel like
you don't feel like you got this.
But I came to tell you that
there's a King in you.
I know you don't feel well.
I know you don't think you look
the part. I know you don't think
you got the skills.
But I came to tell you
that there is a King in you.
If there's a King in you,
I want you to stand up
and let me know you're out there.
Where are the kings
tonight? Where are the kings?
Forget about what you've been through.
You are a King.
Hey.
Let the kings rejoice.
Let the kings rejoice.
You are successful.
The King is living in you.
The word is in you.
Praise him because
there is a King in you.
You will make it.
You are forever a lender,
never a borrower.
You are
are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail. A king is in you. Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been.
Morning, good morning, New Hope. Good morning. It's a good day to give God some praise today. Come on, y'all can do better than that. It's a good day. We have a special, special celebration today. It is Pastor and the First Family anniversary being right here at New Hope. But before we get started, we're just going to open up with a quick little praise and worship song. It says, what a mighty God we serve. Come on, y'all. Let's jump on our feet and see what we can do with this. Come on. See, I do not look like Reverend Kitchens or Pastor Steed, but I have been given the distinct pleasure and honor of presiding here. It feels a little strange here. I just want to let you know I'm terrified. Absolutely. Most of y'all see my back and my hair. I'm looking at y'all. I'm about nervous as I can be. If you look up here and this podium starts shaking, don't worry. It's just me and the Lord having a conversation. So, at this time, the program has been printed, and we've just done our call to worship. We're going to have our invocation by Sister Jackie Patton, then we'll have our scripture by Sister Janetta Bates. But before we do that, there's one important piece that we must get to, and it's the man and the family of the hour. Are they in the back there? Okay. I know he's here. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, our wonderful pastor, Dr. Ralph Steed. Give it to him. Come on, let's give it to him. That's right. Now, Pastor, they actually want you to go back there now. You got to go get the rest of them. Now, before anybody said, don't our pastor look good this morning, got on this purple. When I grow up, I'm going to get me a walk just like his. So as our first family comes in with our pastor, it's one thing to be somewhere 34 years, but to be the pastor of such a wonderful church and to see growth, it is a wonderful thing. Let's put our hands together as we welcome in Pastor and the First Family of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Come on, give it to them.
Thank you.
truly a blessing to have such a wonderful pastor, first lady, and the family. We're missing two, well, three now, because we have a new daughter-in-law here. At this time, we'll have Sister Jackie Patton come with our invocation, the scripture, Sister Janetta Bates, I'm sorry, and then the choir will follow after that. Thank you.
I am not Jackie, but I am Carolyn Thomas. Okay, good morning. Bow your head, please. Let us pray. Lord, it's me again. Thank you for helping us to sleep through the night and waking up on this beautiful morning. Lord, I pray that you teach us to love our life with each passing day. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, and remind us of all the things in our life is to be thankful for, in our life to be thankful for. When evil thoughts begin to fill our mind, please remind us that you love us. When we begin to feel helpless and hopeless, please remind us that you haven't forgotten us. When we feel like we dislike our life, please remind us that you created us for a purpose. Mold and guide us for your purpose, because we trust your plan, oh Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen.
Good morning, church. The scripture will be coming from Isaiah 55, and I will start at the first verse. O everyone that thirsts, come ye to the water, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Therefore, do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not. He dealeth unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ears, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Even this, surely mercy of David. Number four, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader, a commander of the people. Thank you. Isaiah 55, 1 through 4.
You're in sorrow, you bow today. God, may you wipe every one of your tears.
Pastor, I don't know how you do this sometime on Sunday mornings. We ain't even got to the sermon and I'm tired already. Yeah, work it out. That's all we... Pastor, we're going to give you some songs that just encourage you and the family. You know, you're definitely blessed. And if anything is going on, you can always go to God and let him work it out. So at this time, we have some memories by Mother Cora Bostick. Following that will be the announcements by Reverend Kitchens, and then the introduction of the speaker, Sister Melissa Kitchens, and then the choir will be back. In that order, please.
The day the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Back in 1987, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Back in 1987, three of our deacons before our homecoming and revival in August heard our pastor, Deacon William Watts, Deacon Charlie Kimball, and Deacon John Stephen, and they invited him to come to New Hope for our homecoming and revival that year. And after we heard him at homecoming and revival, they said he's going to be our next pastor. So in October of that same year, we had our conference meeting. He became our pastor. And my mama said, he can preach, he can sing, he can pray, but he's too small to baptize our members. And Johnny spoke up and said, but that's okay, because we're going to fatten him up. So we had him for, Mama said, you got to have him for dinner. We had him for dinner. And Deacon William Watts brought the pastor and family to the house for dinner. Deacon Lonnie and Willie G. Watts, Kathleen and William and Charlie. And Mama told me what to cook, did the whole meal she told me to cook. I made fried pies. Melvin made sweet potato pies. Aunt Johnny bought food and bought two cakes. She bought a pound cake and a coconut cake. And I said to Melvin, she said she was going to fatten him. All this food and dessert, he really will be fattened. So all I can say now, look at him now. And it speaks for itself. And not all, we took to the family, New Hope have always loved their church and their church family and their pastor and their family and their members and just everyone. So all I like to say now is to take one day at a time, keep the faith, and learn to lean and depend on Jesus, ask God to lead you from earth to heaven each and every day. And be blessed, and we always love you. Thank you.
Amen. Come on, church, and give God some praise. Amen. You can do better than that. Come on and give God some praise. How many know that he's worthy of all of the praises? Amen. We give honor today to God, who is our Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit again, who is our comforter and our guide, to my pastor, First Lady Sister Nicole, First Family, to my wife. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Come on, we can do better than that. This is our pastor's 34th anniversary. Come on, we can give God some praise. Amen, amen. 34 years. Amen. I'm yet to reach 34. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with laughing. Amen, amen, amen. We give honor to all of you today. And God's grace, I see, has been upon you. Amen. And he's continually blessing us. Amen. I tell you what, it takes a strong man and woman, amen, to put up with us 34 years. Amen. That's a long time. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. There are those that God call and he commissions. And we have to realize we as followers have to adhere to that. Amen. Amen. So our hats off to the first family today. We'll say more about that later. Amen. And thank God for all of you that are here today, that are listening in TV land or wherever you are, your cars and what have you. I see that God has been good to you. Amen. He's brought us all from a mighty long ways. Amen. Let us bear all of our announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. Keep in mind that we do have those that are needing our prayers and concerns. Amen. Pray much for those that are bereaving, those that are sick today. Amen. Those that are dealing with the different issues in our society. Amen. The songwriter says, it's not my brother or my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So let us pray for one another. Pray for those that are in need. I want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Amen. And safe travels. If you're traveling, be safe out there on that road. Amen. Amen. Sister Kitchens is going to leave me again. Amen. Somebody got to work. Amen. Amen. But nonetheless, God is good. Not some of the time, but God is good all the time. Amen. Amen. I may just get on a flight and follow y'all down there. Amen. Long as I can get back by Saturday. Amen. 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 We give God the praise. Amen. Thank God for this wonderful choir. Amen. Thank God for our mistress, our master of ceremony. Amen. And those who put this program together. Amen. Amen. If there's nothing else, keep in mind all of your announcements are on the bulletin. You can read them and let us govern ourselves accordingly. Amen. Without further ado, Pastor Mother Aquila Hackett, amen. Let us keep her and her family in our prayers. Amen. She passed this week, and I think they're going to have the funeral services this coming Saturday at the Greener Pastures funeral home at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. Amen. Let us keep that family in our prayers. Amen. Amen. If there's nothing else, we're going to ask Sister Kitchens if she would come and do the introduction. Amen. I don't know if she's got too much to say, but nonetheless, she's on the program. Amen. Give her a hand as she comes.
Good morning. Giving honor to God, Pastor Steve, Reverend Kitchens, New Hope. Congratulations, Pastor Steve, Sister Steve, and Nicole. The only word of encouragement that I can probably give you that you already know is keep your focus on the Lord. Never take your eyes off the Lord. And just keep moving forward in the name of Jesus, and he will prepare the way. Reverend Kitchens, I said, Lord, what can I tell them that they don't know about Reverend Kitchens? Then I said, no, I better not tell them that, Lord. But truly, what I can say about Reverend Kitchens that he loves the Lord with all his heart, all his mind, and all his soul. And he is a good father, a good husband, a good husband. But, you know, we all have our ups and downs. But I thank God for the downtime, because that's when we're strengthened and we're drawing closer to the Lord. Reverend Kitchens, look at me. What I want to say is that I love you. I appreciate you. Preach God's word. I pray that he open up our hearts and minds that we will receive what he have in store for us this day through his word and in his word. New Hope, thank you. We love you. God bless you.
Before we go further, I'm going to tell this real quick. And choir, y'all got a break. Steve just told me he is going to do a solo for Pastor Steed and the First Family. Now, if he sang the solo that he did in rehearsal, he ain't gonna make it past the first line before he shout. I'm just telling you now, he ain't gonna do it. But before Steve comes, I'm gonna tell you this real quick. So back when I moved in 1990 from Louisiana, I moved here to Smyrna, Georgia. And my dad was a member at Greater Zion Hill Baptist Church, which Pastor Steve, they fellowship with all the time. He was one of the first pastors that I met outside of my pastor that you could walk up to, have a conversation with, and he was just a normal man. Some of these pastors got 15 armor bearers and can't spell armor bearer. But the one thing I want to say, Pastor, to you, you've always been that person that we can talk to you. We can walk up. If we call him on the phone, he'll send a text. But I'll never forget 2018. I had just come back from living in overseas. I was at my church minding all my business, just sitting there. Pastor caught me in the parking lot. Conversation went like this. I want to talk to you. I said, okay, what I do now? I just got back in the country. I ain't even did nothing. He said, what are you doing on Sundays? I said, well, I just got back in the country, not doing much of anything. He said, okay. He said, we need a director. I said, okay. He said, give me your number and give me the number it would take. In 3 days, there was a phone call and an email conversation, and that's how I got here. And I just want to say, Pastor, on behalf of the music department here, the choir members, thank you for allowing us to be here with you all and serving under you, because I promise you, you're one of very few pastors that we find it a great pleasure to come into these doors and serve with, not serve you, but to serve with, because you are a man of God and you are definitely on the right track, and we definitely love you. Now, Steve, are you gonna make it past the first verse? So after Steve sings, choir, y'all stay seated. After Steve sings, the next voice you will hear will be none other than Reverend Everett Kitchens, and this is the last time you will see me get up, and the program is as printed, and Reverend Kitchens will go from there. All right, thank you guys for letting me preside. A little nervous, but I think I'll be all right. Thank y'all.
I know he watches, me. Yeah.
with me. Don't you know that I sing, sing, sing because I'm happy? Don't you know that I sing, sing, sing because I'm free? Woo! His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches, watches me. Don't you know that I sing, sing, sing because I'm happy? Oh, I sing, sing, sing because I'm free. Woo, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me.
Every head bow, every eye close. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that he watches over us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you again for this hour, this minute, this second. Thank you for the privilege of being able to come into your presence. And now, Lord, as your Holy Spirit is already here, continue to endow us, empower us all over this building with your Holy Spirit. Fix our hearts right now, this moment, this hour. God, we continue to give you the praise, the glory, the worship that you deserve. Bless this moment now. Your word go forth, Father. We pray that you instill in all of us your will, ways, and works. Set this your servant behind your cross, that in the end, Lord, you will get the glory. Your name will be magnified. Your name will be uplifted. It is in the precious name of Jesus. We give you honor. We give you the praise. Let us all say amen, 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 amen. Again, we give honor to God, who is our Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit again, who is our Comforter and our Guide, to my pastor, Dr. Steed, First Lady Steed, amen. Again, on this 34th anniversary, amen. What an awesome time. What an awesome day it is. Amen. I am elated to be a part of this ministry
for so many years. I've leaned on Pastor, amen, to be my mentor. I've leaned on him to keep me lifted up, because there were times where we all get discouraged. And I found him to be a man of God that don't mind sharing his love. Amen. I found Sister Steed to be a woman of God. Amen. That can lift a spirit just by smiling. Thank you, Sister Steed. Nicole, thank you. Amen. For the work that all of you are doing here at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Again, I honor my wife and thank you so much for that introduction. Amen. Again, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Turn with me, if you would, to the Old Testament. The Old Testament. The 121st division of Psalm. The 121st division of Psalm. Amen. And we realize that we do have Sunday school at 9:30, and we want to be obedient. Amen. The 121st division of Psalm. Just want to ask that if you would read that entire psalm when you get some spare time. It has a lot to say about who God is and what God does for all of us. But in essence, for our scripture today, look with me, amen, at verse 4 and verse 5. It reads, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. With those scriptures in mind, let us use as a subject today, keep your eyes on the keeper. Keep your eyes on the keeper. Dr. Steed, my brothers and my sisters, we are living in a society today that we all realize that there are some things that are different than they were just a few years ago. We're living in a society today whereby we've got so much crime. Mother Bostic, we've got so many people that are turning their backs on one another. We've got so many that have gone astray and decided that life really has no meaning. Are y'all praying with me? We're living in a society, Dr. Steve, whereby I just believe that one day God is coming back. And as we've been discussing in Sunday school, he's coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle. We'll talk about that more in Sunday school. But
be it may, we realize that we must, as a people of God, live in a society where we should not be of the world, and the world should not be in us. We must live in this world, but we don't have to be the way the world is. Are y'all praying with me? Pastor, the word of God tells us that God's word is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our pathway. The word of God tells us, that word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. The word of God, the Bible, is the roadmap that we have. Now, we're living in a society now, understand this, where we often yearn, Sister Kitchens, for spiritual power. And sometimes, Deacon Brooks, we really don't have that spiritual power because of some things that takes place in all of our lives. Are y'all praying with me? We often yearn for spiritual power. Why? We don't have it simply because we've got some impure motives. Are y'all praying with me? We've got, Sister Patton, some selfish desires. Huh? We've got some unconfessed sins. Are y'all going to pray with me? Huh? Huh? God, I discovered something that on this walk, Dr. Steve, God can't fill a dirty vessel. Are y'all with me? Simply because of the impure motives. Simply because of the selfish desire. Simply because of the unconfessed sins. But I heard David say in the 139th division of Psalm, Lord, search me. Find out if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the path that you would have me to go. Search me, try me. And find out if there's something wrong inside of me. We make our way, Dr. Steve, through this Christian walk. One thing that I've come to grips with is that this is an appointed issue that we all got to deal with. In this life, there's going to be some detours. Are y'all going to pray with me? There's going to be some disappointments. There's going to be some false starts, Kimball. There's going to be some failures. Oh, I wish I had a praying church. And something I've learned, the hardest part of the journey is not the start, Mother Bostic. It's not the finish, but it's in the middle mile. That's the hardest part of the journey. Brother Holston, I've noticed something that in the middle mile, that's when it feels like the weight of the world gets on your shoulder. It's in the middle mile when it feels like you can't go left, you can't go right, you can't go forward, you cannot go backwards. It's in the middle mile where it seems as if there is no end. Seems like the weight of the world gets on our shoulder. Seems like when we take one step forward, we're taking two steps backwards. I'm talking about the middle mile. But if the truth be told, Paul would say, when I would do good, evil is always present. Spiritual maturity is a journey
and not a destination. There are no neutral positions. We're either becoming more like Christ or we're becoming less like him. Are y'all with me? That's why Paul could say, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Why? Why? Because in God's kingdom, Dr. Steve, we've got a place, we've got a purpose, we've got a role, and we've got a function. Why? Because God has commissioned you 34 years. Amen. To be a part of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church of Powder Springs, Georgia. 34 years. 34 years. 34 years. One of the things we have to understand is that in this Christian walk, what does it really mean for us to be Christ-like? You might ask the question, Kitchen, you read Psalm 121, and we're going somewhere in that psalm, but it says the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He says in that psalm, somewhere between 5 and 7, the sun and the moon shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord do what? He shall preserve, key word, preserve, thy going in and thy coming out. But now understand something. Before we get to those points, we must understand something. First of all, church, we have to, Dr. Steve, receive what Christ has for us. That means when we receive him, we repent of our sins, we leave some of the old friends behind, and we receive a new life in Christ. Huh? We've got to resemble Christ in our thinking, in our seeing, in our hearing, in our speaking. Many will say, I'm a good person. That's all right. That's all right, but good ain't going to get you into heaven. Are y'all praying with me? Many say, I'll attend church. That's good. But just attending church ain't going to get us into heaven. Many says, I'm a good man. I'm a good father. I'm a good mother. But that won't get us into heaven. Question is, goodness won't get us into heaven, Kimball. The question is, have you been washed? Come on, Holy Spirit. In the blood of the Lamb. Have anybody in here been washed? When you've been washed in the blood, that means the old things pass away. Behold, there are new things that come up in our lives. The Christian walk. Have you been washed in the blood? Today, we celebrate and dedicate this day to our pastor and first family. This anointed man, we celebrate the fortitude of God given him and the first family to continue to fight the good fight of faith. There are times, though, Dr. Steed, Sister Steve, when life will throw you a curveball. Anybody know anything about a curveball? Huh? When a curveball in this life happens, that means that there are things that come up that can be unexpected. There are things that come up that we don't plan for. There are things that come up that may dampen our spirit. But when life throws us a curveball, look at it as a glory curve. Look at it as a curve that God is trying to make us pure. God is trying to make us whole.
be time when it gets hard to fight, Pastor, when your arms are tired of swinging. Sometimes it gets hard to stand when your knees get weak in standing. Sometimes, Deacon Brooks, it feels like we're boxing giants with the small arms of children. Yet, is there anybody in here that know God is on your side? Don't fool me now. Is there anybody in here that know God will make ways out of no way? God will bring things to pass in his own time. Is there anybody here that know with God all things are possible? If we only believe. That's why I'm a firm believer that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Jealousy may come up, but it won't prosper. Sickness may come up, but it won't prosper. Death may come up, and I'm so glad that the death come up. We're learning in Sunday school, we got another home. Well, we can praise God all day long. Amen, amen. And in that new home, in that new home, in that new home, we won't be in this body, Sister Bostick. We won't be looking like we're looking now. We're going to be in a different spirit. And in that spirit, we'll be able to worship God all day long. Won't be no more hell and confusion down here, bro. Pat, won't be no more sickness, no more pain, Dr. Steve. The winds of trouble will blow. People will talk about us. Friends will walk away. But I believe Dr. Steve, just like Nehemiah, remember when Nehemiah got the word that the walls of Jerusalem had been broken down? The Bible says that Nehemiah fasted and he wept. And in the midst of that, later on, there were two more people that came up against him, Sanballat and Tobiah. And tried to taunt him and ridicule him and make him do something different. But he said, I am doing a great work and I just can't come down now. For 34 years, Dr. Steve, there's been a great work. And you just can't come down. That's why the Apostle Paul says, there ain't nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. No matter how high the mountain gets, no matter how deep the valley gets, there ain't nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. But Pastor, there's something to be said about staying on your course. Look at the Bible when it says here in the 121st division of Psalms. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Does anybody in here know that your help only comes from God? He is the maker of this universe. He is the ruler of all of our lives. Our help don't rest in our pocketbooks. Our help don't rest in our jobs. Our help don't rest in the money that we have in the bank. Our help comes from the Lord. 34 years is a mighty long time. That's why the psalmist says he will not allow your foot to be moved. In other words, there is some stability when it comes to putting your trust in the Lord. Huh? Don't fool me now. Don't fool me now. We put our trust in everything else but the Lord. We trust that we're going to have a job in the morning. We trust that the grocery stores are going to be open. And truth be told, be careful now. God is on the throne and he's watching us now. Because if you read and study the advertisement of what's happening, God is getting ready now, church, to intervene. Huh? You thought, I thought, we needed this, that, and the other. God says, I'm only going to supply the need. When I supply the need, kitchen, you must be thankful. But now, Dr. Steed, I'm almost done. There's something about being in the press. Huh? Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. The Lord is your keeper. That's why you can press. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. That's why you can press. Anybody know anything about the press? Sometime we've got to press our way through some things. We've got to press our way through heartaches. We've got to press our way through sickness. We've got to press in the midst of trouble, in the midst of discouragement. We've got to press. Woman said that had the issue of blood when she heard Jesus was coming by. What did she say? She said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. You remember the paralyzed man that was getting ready to be healed? His friends dropped him off the top of the roof until they could get to Jesus. Sometime you've got to press your way through. There's something about being in the press. And I believe, Dr. Steed, in the midst of being a pastor, there have been times where there has been some sleepless nights. There have been some times where there has been some disappointments. There have been times where there has been some pains. There have been days, I believe, you didn't feel like preaching. But I heard the songwriter says, when I look back over my life, and I discover all the things that has occurred. Sister Bostic, I can't help but say God's been good to all of us. He's made ways out of no way. He's brought us all from a mighty long ways. But now understand something, Dr. Steed and church, that by God's grace, we are here today. That's why the psalmist says, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. In other words, that means everything that we come in contact with, everything that we engage in, the Lord shall preserve us only if we trust in him. That's a key element of this Christian walk, being able to trust in him. Without trust, Pastor, you couldn't have made it 34 years. Without trust, none of us would be here where we are. But then there's something again about the press, pressing our way through. That will separate those who know God from those who don't know God. The press, to be under pressure, to be challenged. And it is press that makes us call upon the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. That's why Paul could say, I got to forget about those things that are behind me. And I'm pressing forward to those things that are before me. There's something special about a preacher that I've come to grips with. Brother Holston, a preacher, pastor, becomes a leaning post while trouble is pressing you down. Pastor, preacher becomes a listening ear when no one else wants to listen. He is the source of encouragement. When you're saying, Lord, I just can't make it, but the preacher has the Spirit of God in him to say that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. The preacher, the pastor, he's the pillar of the community. He's the pillar of the church. When things are not going right, he's the one that'll let you know, continue to trust in the Lord in all your ways and acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. As I get ready to take my seat, the preacher, pastor, is not just a man like you and I. He is an anointed vessel of God. He is a messenger of God. And our pastor is a messenger sent by God some 34 years ago, here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. He represents God here on earth, and he represents God in a way of kingdom building. Paul makes it very clear that without a preacher, the church, the saints, and the word of the Lord cannot go forward. In other words, it's not popular to believe that. But at the same time, he says, except they be sent. That's the key when it comes to preaching, when it comes to pastoring. You must be sent. You got to be sent. You got to be sent. All of us are sent. In some way, we're sent, we're commissioned. How are we commissioned? We're commissioned because we're all servants of the Lord. By us being servants, we've been charged with a responsibility. That responsibility is to be fulfilled through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God being our Father in heaven, and we adhere to him. It's a lot of things that we talk about. It's a lot of things that we go through. We have to understand that in the midst of all of this, that's why the psalmist says that the sun, the moon, shall not strike thee by day, nor the moon by night. That's why God preserves us, huh? That's why you can walk around, my brothers and sisters, with a smile on your face. Even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of heartaches, you can smile knowing that God is your keeper. So keep your eyes, Dr. Steed, Sir Steve, on the keeper, because he is the one that's keeping all of us. Every head bow, every
I close. Again, in the name of Jesus. Father, we acknowledge the fact that there's none other like you. We realize that you are the source of everything that we do and have. For your word tells us that in you we live, we move, and we have our beings. Father, this day, this hour, bless your word. You are the keeper of all of our lives. Thank you for blessing our first family. Thank you for blessing our pastor. Thank you for keeping them strong and lifted up in your will, your ways, and your works. Father, continue to bless them as the days come, as the years come. Continue to bless them. Continue to manifest your spirit in such a way, Father, that your name will get glory. Continue to bless them 100-fold that, Father, they continue to stand in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of sorrow. Father, give them strength. Give our entire church strength. Father, those that we know and those we don't know, help them to realize that you are the source, that we can lean on your everlasting care. We thank you now. We give you honor. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Thank you, Lord. The doors of the church is open. Thank you, Lord. Everybody got something to be thankful for. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's been good to you, Dr. Steed. Thank you, Lord. Somebody know that he's been good to you. That be one today. You've been so good. If you're listening today, would that be one? You've been so good. I know you've been good to us. You've been so if you're listening by way of media or wherever you are, right now is your time. Tomorrow is never promised. The next minute, the next hour is never promised to any of us. Take advantage of this moment, this hour, right now. We still have the blood running warm in our veins. If you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, We offer him to you right now. He's been so good to us. Thank you, Lord. I know he's been good. One more time, you may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Anybody know that he's been good to you? Thank you, Lord. I know he's been good to us. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. He is truly worthy. Amen. At this time, before Sister Patton comes with her remarks, amen. Pastor, Sister Wissett has an announcement she'd like to make. Amen. Concerning the Thanksgiving Day.
Good morning, church. Good morning, Pastor, Sister Steve, Nicole. Congratulations for 34 years. Yes, I've been here with you the whole 34 years. Thank you. Reverend Kitchens, the congregation, the Thanksgiving dinner will be this Saturday. Anyone that has desserts to donate, we will be here at the church tomorrow from 10 to 4, so you can drop your desserts off, and Tuesday from 10 to 6. If you signed up for a plate, you can pick your plates up on Wednesday from 1 to 4. And unfortunately, we've had a lot to sign up, so if you did not sign up before you come to the church to get a plate, please call to see if we have any extras. Thank you. Have a blessed week.
Good morning, New Hope. Congratulations, Pastor Steed and First Family. 34 years is a long time. We've only been here 15 years, but we know when we come to church, we're going to get a message of encouragement, confirmation to something we've been praying and talking about. So we thank you. You all are very, 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 I can't say an easy family, but a family that it doesn't take a lot to meet you all's needs. Amen. And we don't mind serving you. And Reverend Kitchen, we want to thank you for that message. Keep your eyes on the keeper. And we have a little something for you, Reverend Kitchen. And now today, we not only thanking the First Family. At second service, we will also do a little tribute to Mabel. She is someone that was like a little angel walking on earth. I think everybody loved her, loved to see that smile on her face. And so we're going to have a second service today, and I thank you all for coming with the drive through today. It's been very nice, and the second service, I know it'll be even better. But anyone that can, come back to second service, and let's enjoy the day with our First Family. Congratulations again. And Nicole, I want to thank you. You are so helpful. You have been so helpful. And we thank you. Thank you.
to the First Family, Dr. Steve, First Lady Nicole, Pastor, we can't say enough to say thank you for all that you do and have done and continue to do. A lot of times it goes unnoticed because people don't see you and they don't understand what you do and the going and the funerals and going to the hospital, visiting the sick, going by the homes and the phone calls. And we just want to say thank you as a family from New Hope. So we're going to ask right now, would all the members of New Hope please stand to your feet. Pastor, on behalf of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, we'd like to give you a token of our love and appreciation, not for all that you do, but just some of what you've done and continue to do. God knows we love you, and we couldn't make this without you. So thank you, and we look forward to a few more. Thank you. First Lady. First Lady, what can I say? Thank you. For all that you do behind the scenes, the programs and the counseling and the helping and just the whispering in my ear every once in a while, Ray, this is what I need you to do. So we thank you, Sister Steve, for all that you do in being the First Lady of this church. Thank you. Nicole. Now I want to say we've had quite a few secretaries at New Hope. We had quite a few. We had some quiet ones. We've had some real loud ones. We've had some nosy ones. We had some that been in your business. But then the Lord sent us Nicole. Nicole has been a godsend to New Hope. When you call her, she'll do what you ask her. Before you ask her to get it done, it's finished. Thank you for all you do. I love you and I appreciate you. Never let us down. Look forward to many, many more years. We love you. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. God for this privilege and opportunity to have served here at New Hope for 34 years. Amen. Not only I might have been a blessing to you, but you've been a blessing to me also. Amen. As we grew together, amen. All of the mothers that helped raise me, I appreciate you and what you have instilled in me, and all of you that has been so faithful and committed as serving the Lord. May the Lord ever bless you and keep you. I want to thank each one of the auxiliaries for your support, all of the ministers, amen, all of the ministries, amen, that has been a blessing here to New Hope. I appreciate you so much. The music department, thank you, amen. Our lovely ushers, thank you, amen. I just thank our sound technician, all of you, whatever part you played, we appreciate you, amen, because a leader is only as good as his followers. Amen. And of course, I thank our First Lady and family for their support. Amen. Down through the years. Praise God. And so again, I thank all of you. I know we have Sunday school, so I don't want to prolong the time. Amen. As we get ready for that. And we want to once again recognize the fact that one of our beloved that had served so faithfully, amen, Mother Bell Jones, amen, the Lord saw fit to call her home, amen, and she was so supportive of my family and myself, and I just want to say, if you don't mind, just bow your heads for just a moment of silence, amen, in remembrance of Mother Bell Jones. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. I know she's smiling down on us now. Amen. Praise God. And I want to say to the one that stepped in, Sister Jackie Patton, amen, was vice president, and she just stepped right in and took the reins, amen, and did a wonderful job with the anniversary. And I want to say thank you so much for you and the pastor's aid, for your support and what you have been doing. Amen. Y'all make things a whole lot easier for me. Amen. I tell folks all the time, I'm low maintenance, but there are some things I do need. And y'all supplies that. So we're grateful for your support and what you have been doing. God bless you. We're going to let you go. Good to see Mother May, who is visiting with us today. God bless you for coming and being a part of our service today. And to all of you, may God bless you. God, let us stand to our feet as we get ready. Now, thank our master, Ceremony. Amen. Brother Adrian, he wear many hats, and he do it well. Amen. Appreciate this wonderful choir once again. Amen. Our musicians, thank you so much. And all of you that are here and all of you that are listening, may God bless you. As we close out today, we're going to close out with prayer for those on our concern list. Amen. Let us reach out. Amen. Touch somebody's hand and let somebody know that you care for them. There are those who are in need, those who are bereaving. Amen. Again, we ask that you pray for the Hackett family. Amen. Mother Hackett is a member here for a long time. I believe she was 97 years old. Amen. 96 years old, praise God. And so she lived a long, fruitful life. So let us pray for the family. Father God, we thank you once again for allowing us the privilege to come this way. We thank you, dear Lord, for you blessing and you keeping us. Now, Master, as we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, we stretch our hands to you, Lord, saying, help those who are in need, those who are bereaving, Lord, those who are on our sick and concerned list. We pray for your healing, for your deliverings. We pray a touch from heaven, Lord, will make them all right. Lord, bless your people all over the land and country. We pray for our country, Lord, all of the chaos that is going on. But we realize that you are still in control. So God, help us to be faithful. Help us to hold on to your unchanging hands, because we know that one day you're coming back for your saints and we all will go back home to be with you. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let every heart say, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Tell somebody I love you.